Several years of political instability in Lebanon have given way to a newfound stability, especially after parliamentary elections on June 7th, which gave the ruling pro-Western coalition a comfortable majority. As a result, observers say, tourism is booming. Veteran Lebanese economist Marwan Iskander says that records are being broken this year and that the number of visitors to Lebanon has jumped dramatically.
That has been going on very well. We have had an increase of about 30% in the total number of visitors. And maybe since 1972, this is the first time we'll have 2 million visitors this year. As you know, the Lebanese are ready to be optimistic because they have gone through so many ups and downs. So they are optimistic. But with the beginning of Ramadan, quite a number of the visiting Arabs will have to go back home. And it will be quieter.
Lebanon was known as the Paris of the Middle East before civil war broke out in 1975, but much of its tourist infrastructure was damaged or destroyed during the war. Rebuilding began when the war ended in 1991, and since then, the country has been fighting to regain its pre-war prestige. Despite the image of car bombs, air raids, and kidnappings engraved in the minds of many Western tourists, Beirut topped the New York Times list of top vacation destinations in January. Summer is the peak tourist season for Lebanon, and the country attracts many Arab and European visitors because of its beaches, as well as its refreshing mountain air at well-known mountain resort towns such as Bamdoun, Alay, and Saufar. Two well-known cultural events, the festivals of Beit Adin and Baalbek, also attract foreign musicians, opera companies, and even rock musicians. Wafa Saab, a director of the Beit Adin Festival, says performances this summer have been sold out.
We're very pleased. I think most of our performances were sold out, and we've had a lot of success this year, thank goodness. It has its impact on the whole economic state, for example, the service industry. It has an impact on everything.
Felipe Gotor, the director of sales and marketing for Beirut's most well-known luxury hotel, the Intercontinental Phoenicia, says that it's been an unusually good year.
The best year since opening of the hotel, even better than our golden year in 2004. It's now breaking all records this year for us. However, we expect there should be a drastic drop when Ramadan starts.
The Phoenicia Hotel faces Beirut Saint-Georges Bay, and its views of the sea and of Mount Lebanon are extraordinary. The hotel also has a $16,000 a night penthouse suite, which wealthy Arab visitors are quite fond of. Despite the tourism boom, however, not everyone is happy. Lina Ghazi of Beirut's Ghazi Travel says that it's been a good year for people coming to Lebanon, but that her business is bad because few Lebanese are leaving to go on vacation abroad. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.